Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
You've heard Tara there in the introduction of the news. She mentioned that the controversial household charge, which is abolished after widespread public protests back in 2011, is to be reintroduced under emergency legislation to come before the Dáil tonight. Now, all TDs and senators are being recalled to Leinster House to vote through the new charge, which is being enacted on foot of an emergency EU directive. It's understood the charge to be applied to every household of the country will be in the region of €250, with expected €450 million will be funding, or should I say raised, to fund climate change action. In other words, it's going to be ring-fenced. Now, Europe has insisted on the Climate Poisson d'Avril Bill 2019 is brought in straight away after coordinated student protests against climate change in the cities across Europe happened last week. And I suppose the argument is that we have to protect the future of the young people of Ireland. I want to know, are you happy to pay €250 a year? This is the household bill, which you all refused to pay before they brought in the local property charge, by the way. You all refused to pay it. Now, the only reason we ended up paying it was because it was given to the revenue, of course, to collect it. But I want to know, are you happy enough? It's not a lot of money, and if it protects the future of the young people of Ireland, are you happy to pay it? Let me know, yes or no. I want you to WhatsApp or text us at 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. And on the line is former political correspondent and columnist with the Irish Sun, John Drennan. John, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are things?
John, I mean, this is a very unusual situation. This household charge was abolished, of course, because of mass protests. People didn't pay it. And now they want to reintroduce it under the guise that it's an EU directive for climate change.
Well, it's a very grave situation, not a doubt in the world. And people will be looking at this today and wondering who their masters actually are. Because, as you say, following democratic protests, this was democratically abolished and put to one side. And now Europe has come in and literally put this bomb on the lap of Leo. And Leo apparently has, you know, now bowed the neck. Now, it has to be said, we don't know yet because the government are on the run. You know, ministers are not coming out to answer questions. Backbenchers are not coming out to answer questions. I mean, you made an interesting point at the start, is, you know, sort of, you know, would people be happy to pay €250? And they might well be, because people recognize the issue of climate change and all the rest of it. But this could be like the USC.
We're paying enough. There's already a suggestion that they're going to quadruple carbon tax to pay for climate change. That was in the paper last week. Now they want people not only to pay at the pump, but they also want them to put their hand in their pocket and give them another €250. And how do we know it'll be even ring-fenced?
Well, actually, it cannot be ring-fenced because the revenue commissioners have answered questions on this before. And taxes like this, you cannot ring-fence them. You cannot say this is for bicycle lanes or this is for changing the diet of cows so they won't be so flatulent. This goes into the general pot. And it could be spent on anything. It's far more likely to be spent on sort of ministerial pet projects like Metrolink and that sort of territory. It's a very bad start, I would think, for Leo Varadkar and the government in a week where they're supposed to be defending the border and they're supposed to be sorting out Brexit. That the first thing that Europe does is it comes along and says you are going to do this and they bow the neck.
Well, it seems Spain and France have already said the Spanish. And the French have already said, and of course, there are 27 member states also have to comply with this as well. But the French and the Spanish have already said they won't be introducing it. They won't be imposing this on their citizens. But of course, Leo, who's a good friend of Europe's at the moment, I suppose he'll do anything to be popular over there, won't he?
Well, Leo, however, the good boy, and definitely, but you know, as I say, whatever happened the old days of not a further red cent to the banks. Do you remember that Leo? That Leo that used to be knocking around when he was in opposition? Mm-hmm. Apparently not. I mean, this is the equivalent of this could be the greatest blunder since VAT on children's shoes, where Gareth Fitzgerald, if you remember, put VAT on children's
That's
shoes.
That's you remember that, yes.
Well, there we are. We're both the same age, our age now. We were around at the time when there was only black and white televisions in RTE1 and RTE2.
And we reduced car tax to a fiver just to make people happy.
Well, car tax was a double diamond beer label on the front window of a car. But I mean, seriously, you know, moving aside from this, I mean, this is you know, an example of why you know, there are such protests in France, and why there is Brexit, why Brexit went through in England. This sort of cloak and dagger attack upon ordinary working people. I mean, look at pensioners. Are they now supposed to be? Will they now?
Well, there's no exemption according to the bill, and I'm just looking at what they call the Climate Plus on Davril bill. There is no exemption for pensioners. It looks like everybody's going to have to pay this, and most likely the government will do that kind of sinister move they did with the local property tax and hand this over to the revenue to be collected.
Not a doubt in the world. I mean, pensioners will be frog marched down to the post office at the point of a Eurocrat's pen to pay this particular charge, which has yet to go through the door. And again, you know,
I don't see a problem with it. I mean, the fact that it's being brought in as an emergency legislation and they're being called back tonight on this, I can't see it not going through. I think bills will be in the post before the end of the month.
A big test for, well, if it's Europe and the revenue, you can be sure you'll be forking out 250 out of your European or out of your holiday fund. I mean, this now is a big test, serious test for Micheál Martin. Is he going to dither? Is he going to be milk and water? Is he going to sit on the fence? Is he going to nail himself to the fence? I mean, I would think that Fianna Fáil must be looking at this very closely and very carefully and wondering, will this escalate into water charges too?
Well, hang on. Just on that note, John, on the line is Brian Mahan, as a local election candidate for Dublin North Inner City. Brian, you must have been consulting or chatting to your Fianna Fáil members and friends and colleagues this morning about this. I'm sure it's on the lips of everybody hanging around the Dáil.
Yeah, well, you know, Niall, as you know, most of my contacts with the grassroots members, which are the people that kind of drive the party and fight for the party every day. And the attitude we're kind of coming across with is that it's right. It has to be done. John is going on there about pensioners being frog marched. Well, I suppose, not to be blasé-flair with the attitude, but the attitude should be that maybe the pensioners should look at the damage they've caused to the planet, to the country, and, you know, they should have to pay their fair share. And it's not for their generation, it's for my generation and the generation just behind me to protect their futures. And what happened last Friday at the protests was, or Friday week ago, was great to see. And it was
so you're blaming the pensioners for the damage that's been done to the climate, and you're saying they're essentially the ones that are going to have to pay for the future of young people.
No, we all have to pay, and I mean, like, it's very, very easy for.
It's 250 euro. It's easy for you to say, Brian. You might have the money in your back pocket. Not everyone has 250 euro to spare.
No, I'll walk around Temple Bar on any weekend night, and I guarantee you'll see people spending 250 euro on drink and food and whatnot. So if they could stay in once a month, maybe we could all afford to pay it, no problem. And just coming back to the pensioners, I'm not saying they've caused all the damage, but it wasn't my generation or the generation just behind me. It was your generation and John's generation.
If you're wondering why Fianna Fáil are flagging in the polls, I mean, here is the perfect example. I mean, this gentleman sounds like Bertie, or like Enda Kenny. Sorry, I was confusing Enda Kenny with Bertie Ahern when I should have been confusing Leo Varadkar with Bertie Ahern, when he said of water charges that people should just, you know, drink a pint less a week. The simple fact of the matter is that many working people are nailed to the wall in terms of costs and all the rest of it, and suddenly out of nowhere, for working people, for the people that used to be the backbone of Fianna Fáil support, a 250 euro bill is not something that comes out of nowhere. It might come out of children's shoes. It might come out of the need for to buy a winter coat. It might come out,
according to Brian, and he's quite right in the sense that, you know, 250 euro, if you divide it by 52, you know, you'd waste that much in a weekend if you went out for a couple of pints, or, you know, if you went out for a meal for two. How many people went out yesterday for Mother's Day, for example, and, you know, threw 150 quid behind a restaurant counter? So, I mean, if it's for the future of the country, Brian, you're saying this is for the future of young people who voted, voted with their feet last week.
Absolutely, and I mean, as I said, John can call, you know, John, this isn't about politics. This shouldn't be about trying to get re-elected. This is about ensuring the future of the planet. And we all have to start at our own doorsteps and look at ourselves and see what we can do. And if a measly 250 euros, what we have to pay a year to secure the future of the planet, I really don't think you're in any position to be giving out about it.
Especially about John,
I'm sure you've earned the big money yourself all through the good times when you're throwing slanderous remarks against Bertie or other people or whatever else, or Fianna Fáil.
I would be delighted to put 250 euros towards climate change if I was consulted. If we had a proper and functioning democracy. The only thing I'm actually trying to do is to be helpful to you fellows in Fianna Fáil, in the sense that if you're wondering why you are still floundering in the polls when faced by a government that has failed in housing and health and so forth, it is because you have become separated from the people. I mean, Niall, you're talking, for example, about, you know, Mother's Day and people splashing out. Well, you know, it's a strange form of economic revival if our mums can't be brought out for one dinner a year, and grandparents as well, if they're knocking around. I think the big problem here is that undoubtedly subversive elements and those who are not supportive of sort of prosperity and parties such as Sinn Féin will use this to revive themselves and to bring forward an anti-everything agenda. Now, all we are asking for is that there should be a proper, or all that people want is a proper, mature debate where they are actually consulted. Instead, we have a situation with climate change in particular, where in order to supply Eamon Ryan with enough bicycle lanes for to get his support in the next election, our poor pensioners will be going down and paying a tenner for a packet of briquettes in the middle of freezing weather. They now have to go and raid their bank accounts if they have any left by the time this government has finished with the support of Fianna Fáil in raiding them to fork out a bill. And there has been no debate on this. There's been no consultation.
Yeah, Brian, I mean, let me just ask Brian, and I understand this only happened over the weekend. Of course, this is an EU directive over the weekend. This particular bill, we have dubbed it the household charge because that's what our government have dubbed it. But I mean, Brian, it's all well and good, you know, suggesting that, oh, well, look, you know, we can reintroduce this. It won't be a huge hole in the pocket of most people if it's for a good cause. But there's loads of good causes out there that we could put our hand in our pocket, but we just don't have any. And as Richie rightly says in a text here, he says, last week, these same politicians claimed €132 per year on tampons was driving women into poverty. So, I mean, realistically, we don't have that much money. We don't have €250. The household charge, as I say, the property charge, the LPT1 or local property tax is killing us all. I mean, we're paying more taxes and stealth taxes and bin charges and everything else. And now you want to give us essentially another tax.
Well, Niall, I think I've said this to you on numerous occasions. The problem with our local property tax is that, especially in Dublin, we're unfortunately subsidising the rest of the country. So that's why it's not being utilised and used.
I thought you were meant to be in opposition, Brian, yeah, in some sense.
It's not about politics. It's not about...
But it is anymore, about politics. Niall. You have a responsibility. If you want to get voted in the next election, need to stand up for the people and represent the people of Ireland. The people of Ireland, I'm looking at the text coming in, they don't want the money to pay this money.
Niall. The people of Ireland, yourself, looks at John. John is doing scaremongering there, trying to...
Well, it's all well and good for John. I mean, we have the money,
fine.
But there are people who don't have the money.
But listen, with new politics now, what you have to realise is it's not about ensuring that you get re-elected. It's doing what's right for the country, the planet.
So charging people €250 a year
means that you have to go out once or twice less a year to pay €250 to secure your children's future. And
this is securing Fianna Fáil's position in government with a confidence and supply agreement with Fianna Gael. That's what this is.
Niall, if you want to throw out statements...
That's what it is.
If it's securing your children's future, if you want to be drastic like that and say it like that...
Securing Fianna Fáil's future in government with Fianna Gael with the confidence and supply agreement. That's all it's securing. You're not an opposition government like you used to be, and Micheál Martin and yourselves are just keeping yourselves in jobs. That's essentially
you'd have to say now that you know this version of confidence and supply that Fianna Fáil are engaged in, they're like a fellow who paid for a house but never actually moved into it. The other thing is, and the far more serious thing is, this is just the thin end of the wedge. This is just sort of an initial probing attack. I mean, it's not even so much the 250. It's that Europe came along and said, we've made this decision, we're going to do this, and you're going to obey. Now, I mean, it starts off with €250. I come back to the issue, for example, of the USC when that was brought in, and that was only going to be a little tax, and it was only going to be an emergency tax. Oh, I've actually forgotten, but now you've reminded me, brought in by Fianna Fáil. And it came in and it destroyed the lives of working people. Yeah, this government has kept it up with the support of Fianna Fáil, who run around the place like a headless chicken and do a bit of flapping about it every now and again, but never actually say to Leo and the lads, you know, sort of, right lads, either you do what you were going to do or we're gone. If you fellas were jailers, the prisoners would be out partying in town every Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Now, to come back to it, it starts off with this thing. It starts off with climate change. It's a small experiment. It's a little €250. For fellas like you, it's maybe €250 is a little thing. But then it comes in and Europe says, well, we don't like the way you do child benefits. We'd prefer if you took that and put it into, creches for everyone and so forth and all the rest of it.
How we do it. Why don't we look at that, John? Why don't we look at how we do child benefit and children's allowance in this country? What's wrong with that? Why shouldn't we? There's plenty of people out there calling for that to be looked at, whether it should be means tested.
So not only are you suggesting that it's okay to take another €250 off people in the household charge, you're now saying you want to take child benefit away and ring-fence that towards child care.
Why don't we have that means tested?
How many millionaires out there, children's allowance every month, and all the rest of it, VAT on hairdressers, that's right.
This is
symptomatic of a terrible and serious divide between the elites such as Brian and working people such as yourself and myself, Niall, and so forth. This concept that we tax everything.
I mean, looking at this particular bill, the Climat Plus and Davril bill, 2019, already France and Spain, other member states, Brian, have objected to it and said they won't be introducing it for their citizens. But yet Leo, of course, who's good friends with Europe at the moment, and Simon, best friends with Europe, they said absolutely. And there you all lining up like little ducks behind them with Fianna Fáil saying this is a wonderful idea.
I guarantee you, I'll use John's word, obey. I guarantee you France and Spain will come to heel on this because they will start to realise, and especially in France, where the youth will go out and protest just like they did in Ireland, and then Macron and the boys will listen. And there's a great statement from one of the former Spanish prime ministers recently. He said, "We know how to fix the economy. We just don't know how to get re-elected after it." That's old style politics.
Well, if the French introduce this, I can see people on the streets. And the last time we tried to introduce a household charge, which indeed we were told it would only remain at 250, when we brought in a property charge, now most people are paying between 400 and €700 per year. The household charge, there was people out on the streets wouldn't pay it. I don't think anybody actually paid the household charge.
That was Paul Murphy and the gang. They'll have something to protest and get themselves on. The likes of John will lap it up and they'll retweet it and they'll write articles about it and promote him. And that's the old politics. That's the old school politics that we're used in this country. What we need to realise...
Well, maybe John Drennan and people like him, who's a columnist and other political correspondents out there, are the ones who are actually fighting for the people, unlike yourself, Brian, who is a local election candidate for Dublin North Inner City.
It's long since the days the people of Fleet Street fought for the ordinary citizen in this country.
He's lost up there in the law library or whatever it is.
The Ivana Basic of
Fianna Fáil tipping around the place in cloud cuckoo land. Fianna Fáil stuck at 25%, stuck, not moving, not going forwards, not going backwards. They're like the Ireland zone of Irish political life.
You're stuck and you're focusing on polls. It's not about getting re-elected, it's about doing what's best for the country.
Stephen of Inglis, by the way, sent in a text. He said it works out at €5 a week for pensioners. Did they just give them a raise of €5? So give with one hand and then take away with the other.
So then they have it.
So you're happy enough because you gave them a rise this week, or Minister Doherty gave them a rise last, and Regine Doherty gave them a rise last week of €5, and you want to take it back off them again?
In defence of Fine Gael and in defence of Labour, I mean, it was Fianna Fáil that garrotted the poor old pensioners. The poor old pensioners had to go rioting on the streets before Fianna Fáil stopped cutting their pensions and taking their money away from them.
You're not playing a good game, Brian. The grey vote is very important, you know.
They are people that worked, that built the new Ireland, that built the Ireland that was formerly a colony of Europe, or sorry, the Ireland that was formerly a colony of Britain into a free and independent state. Yeah. And now in their old age, here comes Fianna Fáil facilitating some group of Eurocrats who are going to spend all of this money on bicycle lanes or whatever it is. What has happened to the Fianna Fáil of De Valera, the Fianna Fáil of Lamass, even the Fianna Fáil of Haughey and of Bertie? At least Bertie would have bamboozled the Europeans and got them tied up in knots. Instead, there you are, trooping in behind Leo, heads down, not even capable of voting for nor against, neither hot nor cold, sort of facilitating this latest attack on working people, which, as we've said, will start at €250 and then will escalate and escalate and escalate.
According to the sources that we have, this will go through Parliament tonight. Through the Dáil tonight, and then within the next 7 to 8 days, they expect these bills to start hitting the post. I mean, Brian, I don't think that, you know, the people of Ireland were even informed about this. This just happened on a whim. I don't think it's acceptable.
Niall, we live in a... If John will let me speak for a moment, instead of going back to the days of Dev and Lamass and everything else, like a lot of people...
Oh, you're ashamed of those now. You're embarrassed.
No, not ashamed of it at all. But we live... It's 2019. It's not 1919. It's 2019, not 1919, by the way. So we'll just put it this way. you're both at the talking about Metrolink. It'll be spent on Metrolink or it'll be spent on bicycle lanes. Well, I just want to point out something to you, lads, that if we have a decent Metrolink North and if we have more bicycle lanes, that means less people have to use their cars, which in turn, lads, means less emissions, which means, come on, we all know, we've all been to school, less damage to the ozone layer, less damage to our community, to our climate and to everything else and parks and whatever else. What's wrong with that? You're telling me that a fiver a week, and stop focusing on pensions, you're trying to scaremonger people, you're trying to worry
people. What about the unemployed? Look, the pensioners, the disabled, the unemployed, they make up a huge percentage of the population, Brian. They have to pay the €250. According to this, nobody's exempt from it.
No, nobody should be exempt from it because a fiver. What's a fiver?
It's not a fiver. It's because most people don't have the wherewithal to put the fiver away a week because they don't have it. So it's going to be a bill at the end of the year of €250 in the post. It's like the television license. Most people don't save for it. Everybody just has that 160 bill to pay to watch Wayne Tuberty on a Friday night.
I guarantee you those same people
will put a fiver. That tax that will frighten the lights of the daylight out of ordinary working people that are struggling even to pay the mortgage.
John, I guarantee it, Niall, I guarantee those same people will put a fiver off a holiday every week, no problem, and won't forget without fail. Or a fiver for a weekend away with the girls in Liverpool without fail. But yet they won't put it towards saving their children's future.
So you're not going to give them a choice. You're getting in behind the government, rolling in behind the government who are taking it off us, whether we like it or not.
What you can find is if you give people a choice to make the wrong decisions and make the wrong choices.
We have been inundated with texts who are people who are absolutely furious. And I'm furious at what Brian said. He talked about the problem being caused by the pensioners. It's him and the younger generations that are causing the problem. How many pensioners had two cars to a house and went on 2, 3 to 4 flights per year and had a full house with electronic gadgets, cop on, says this person. Obviously, maybe it's the pensioner, not very, very happy. The person says, how the hell is €250 to help climate change? It's a bloody joke. The sooner the Fine Gael government is gone, the better. All it's doing is giving the TDs money in their pockets that makes them sick, says Lawrence. The person says, I won't be paying it. I didn't pay it the last time and I won't be paying it this time. Get the two of them off the air, pair of clowns. All right, okay, but I think John was disagreeing with it. Niamh, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Niamh?
Hiya, Niall, how are you?
Niamh, I mean, this new bill, the Climat Poisson d'Avril Bill 2019, it's an EU directive. Now, already Spain and France have said that, look, they're not going to impose it on their citizens, but it seems that the other member states are, including our own, Leo Varadkar. I mean, is it a good idea?
Well, I mean, I've got a son, and I want to be able to look at him in the face in the future and, you know, give him fresh air to breathe. It's €250 now. I mean, what price do we put in our children?
Well, absolutely, but aren't we paying taxes? We're paying VAT on goods. We're paying for services. We're paying for everything already. Surely they could, you know, ring-fence the money or take the money out of something else. $400 million per year, they said they could raise with this household charge.
Well, it just looks to me that they haven't got the capability to take money from anywhere else, so they're bringing in a household charge. So personally, I just think that.
So you don't mind paying it?
No, I don't mind paying it. I mean,
I'm glad you have it. I'm glad you have it, Niamh, to pay. A lot of people don't have it.
I wouldn't have a spare €250, but you know, the future is the future, Niall. And you know,
there was me thinking you were the voice of reason.
Yeah, but it is the voice of reason. I mean, can we put our heads in the sand and just say it was not going to affect me? It's not going to affect me, but it'll affect my child and it'll affect my
And you,
my
do you honestly believe us putting €400 million into a pot every year is going to make a huge amount of difference?
Well, if the whole of Europe does it, yeah. And if we all cop ourselves on and actually give a damn about climate change, which I don't think we do, I think our attitude to climate change is, well, do you know what? We'll all be dead.
But I was just reading the paper today, but they're also going to quadruple, and this is the paper today, there's a suggestion of quadruple carbon tax, right, which is going to affect our pockets, number one at the pumps, when we put petrol or diesel into the car. Secondly, when we go on holidays, because of course if there's a carbon tax, obviously the airlines will have to pay more for their fuel, which is going to affect the fares. It'll affect our bus journeys and public transport because they have to put fuel in as well, so obviously their profits will be down, they have to charge us more. It's going to affect everybody. So, I mean, they're getting money that way. Now they want another €250 off you as well.
That might be a good thing, because more people might holiday in Ireland then, because we can't afford to go on holidays. So it's going to bring up our tourism.
Well, let me just say that for a second, because Sarah, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sarah?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Sarah, I mean, €250, not a lot of money, says Niamh, so you can look your children in the eye and say you've got a good future ahead of you.
Well, it's a lot of money to me. You know, like, as I said, I'm a carer for my son. I can understand about climate change. I can understand all that, you know. But I have to survive on €219 a week. And I pay my mortgage. I've paid my property tax. I get €8 stopped every week for the property tax.
Mm-hmm.
They're after giving a fiver extra. Why even give it? They should have just left
well,
it.
Yeah, well, see, they want to take it back off, you know, because it works out a fiver a week. You know? Yeah.
Which is £5 and probably a bottle of milk if you're lucky, depending on where you shop.
See, Niamh, you know? Well, hold on, Niamh, there you go. All well and good for you. Sarah doesn't have it. She just doesn't have it. And a lot of people don't have it.
I understand that. A lot of people don't have it. But, I mean...
Yeah, but you don't understand that. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I can understand about the climate change. I do a lot. Whenever I can, I'll do whatever I can help. But sure as hell, I don't have my 250. I just don't have it to help that. Stop the property tax and take it out of that. I pay €388 a year for property tax. Do you know? What they're doing with that money?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't, even though, you know, I'd have it, Niamh, I don't think I'd be too happy to, you know, as John mentioned earlier on, like ducks in a row behind Fine Gael for this climate puss on Davril Bill 2019. I don't think I'd be too happy to be paying this, as we're calling it, the household charge. I don't think I'd be happy to pay out £250 or give them another penny, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm certainly not. And the gentleman that was on before as well, and he said that he guarantees that people are putting away a fiver for a holiday. I can guarantee I'm not putting away no fiver for a holiday because I don't have an extra fiver to put away for a holiday. And also, he can't say that he guarantees that everybody does when I certainly don't. I can speak for me that I don't.
Okay, well, stay there for a second because Malachy, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Malachy?
Good afternoon, Niall.
Malachy, do you agree with this?
I certainly don't, Niall. I mean, this is more nonsense coming from this new religion that we have on climate change. You know, for the blue shorts to be bringing this in and saying it's something to do with Europe. I mean, they started off with blue shorts, then we went to the green jersey, then it was pink jumpers. Yellow vests. By the time they're finished, we'll all have to wear iron jumpers to keep warm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's, like, Brian Mowen there. You know, I thought he'd have enough of this old liberal nonsense that's going on. I mean, his party leader wanted him to turn into a woman so he could stand in Dublin Central.
Of course, because obviously there was gender quotas in there, and I know Brian was in the High Court recently in relation to that, and congratulations to him. He was actually successful in the fact that obviously that's going to be heard now, that particular case, but we let them talk about that, obviously,
the
because...
it might come a bit quicker than that. He might want to get the dress out.
All right, but in saying that, you know, I suppose what he's saying is that the older people of this country did the damage, and he said, you know, it's now up to us to be responsible as adults, pay the €250 and secure the future of young people.
Well, look, to anybody that's in Leinster House now, and particularly in the current government, anybody over 30 is old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you've children running the place. You've a Taoiseach there who never done a job in his life apart from, you know, going to medical school, is incapable of negotiating anything to do with Brexit, never actually sat in a negotiation in his life. They've a child from Wicklow or Wexford running the health service, running it into the ground, as if they hadn't already done that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have people with marbles in their mouth telling us about housing.
Yeah.
Morphy or whatever his name, and your good friend there, Mr. Rock, you know, who's getting a better accent as the day goes by. And, I mean, I remember when people would have been proud of the Rocks, you know, Barney Rock. None of them would remember him in heaven.
Yeah, well, Noel is in favour of it, as far as I know, yeah. But in relation to, say, this charge, right? I mean, you know, John Drennan was on earlier on, former political correspondent and columnist for the Irish Sun, and, you know, obviously he's not happy about it, just like yourself. He believes it'll start off at 250, and sure, God knows what it'll be in 10 years' time.
Yeah, it'd be like the what's this they call it, the thing that they brought in as a temporary tax on your wages? I forget the name of it now.
The emergency.
It's about 10% now.
Well, I've actually got out of my head completely. Sorry, the name of the tax has actually just got out of my head because you've put that in my head now.
USC.
That's the one. Thank you, Niamh.
What was it?
The USC, which Enda Kenny promised 4 years ago that would be eradicated within the next 5 years. That didn't happen.
It'd be like the payment on your insurance policy for bailing out PMPA.
Well, that was a long time ago. We'll stay there a second because I want to go to, stay there, Sarah, as well. I want to go to Billy as well. Hang on, a lot of people very, very angry, I have to say. I've never seen so many texts. Billy, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Billy?
All right, and I'd say hello to Maliki. I met Maliki in town a few weeks ago. I had a bit of a chat with him. Do you remember Maliki?
Jeepers. It's like a love-in. Yeah, Billy, I mean, you said you weren't going to pay the water charges. Actually, you told us that you would come on the air live from Mountjoy Jail if you went to jail.
Yeah, I did, yeah. And,
remember, the last fella that done that now ended up dead when he was on Joe Duffy on his phone, so...
Oh, that's right, yeah, that was a long time ago.
I did pay, and I would. And this charge, I'm absolutely... At first I heard of it now when I tuned in there this morning. I'm absolutely outraged. Your woman makes me sick as well, the first one that was on.
Who, Niamh?
Yeah, about her
children. Why did she make you sick?
Well, I understand, like the other lady that has a carer who
Sarah,
has had first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do understand about climate change, yes. I'm not ignorant, I'm not stupid, but we pay enough. We pay a proper tax. Where does it go? We pay our, what's called the USC, Universal Social Charge, DRSI, PAYE. Had enough, Niall. I'm not paying...
There you go, Niamh. He's had enough. He's not happy with you.
I've only two words, Niall. This is... I think people are going to mobilise big time, so I've only two words, and you know exactly what they are going to be. Water charges.
Hang on, Niamh. You know, Billy is angry. He's, you know, not happy with you either, by the way. Mm. Because he believes you're like the rest of them and just fall down and pay it.
She's a sheep.
You're a sheep, Niamh.
Yes, you know, as I said, I just want to be able to look at my son in the eye. He's got asthma. He finds it hard to breathe going out now.
Yeah, but Niamh, I'd like to look at my son to know that he's
sleeping
well.
I think you're paying enough,
Niamh.
Seriously.
Billy, I agree with you. I am paying enough, and I paid through the nose for his inhalers. I get no help from anybody.
Right. But at the end... 250 euros more. Why? Enough is enough, Niamh. You know? Come on, Niamh. What will it come up to? 1,000 a year? What is next then? They're going to charge us for breeding soon.
Well, that's probably on the way.
They already charged us for breathing.
Maliki suggested... an oxygen tax might be next.
Yeah, big time.
Right,
well,
by the way...
Do, and Billy's right, Niall. We need to mobilise and get out on the streets. And the only person, I believe, that can lead us in that campaign is the only honest and true politician on these islands now, and that's Arlene Foster. She's the only one who...
By the way, Billy...
And this is coming from a Sinn Féin man.
Hang on for a second, just before, because I need to take a break. But Billy...
Yeah?
Sarah...
Yeah?
Do you remember the name of the bill?
The bill that's just had to come...
Household charge, yeah.
No.
I've said it about 20 times.
I just know it's more money.
I said it 20 times in the last 15, 20 minutes. It's called the Climat Poisson d'Avril bill. Do you know... Do you speak French, Billy?
No.
Sarah, do you know any French?
Bonjour.
All right, well, do you want me to translate it? Do you want me to translate it for you? Okay, the Climat Poisson d'Avril bill means the Climate April Fool's bill.
All right, okay.
Billy, well done to you. You fell for that one hook, line, and sinker, didn't you?
Oh, it's April Fool's Day, yeah.
And by the way, can I say a big thank you to Brian Mohan? I have to clarify. Can I say a big thank you to Brian Mohan and also to John Drennan, the columnist with The Sun and also former political correspondent, that both of them were in on the gag. And they acted it perfectly, I have to say.
It might come about.
Now, can I just say that I knew about it as well?
Niamh knew about it too. Can I just say that Niamh knew about it as well?
I did not mean any of that.
Sorry, Niamh.
It's all right, Billy. I was trying to keep it straight. I said, no wonder he hates me.
And Maliki knew about it as well. So unfortunately, Billy and Sarah and all the rest of the people who've been texting go mad. You want to see some of the bad language on the text here? They didn't know about it.
I don't have to say it now.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen. Thank you very much.
No bother. Thanks loads. All right.
Bye bye. Thank you very much to Maliki and Niamh as well. Billy, see, you should need to learn French. Yeah, right, okay. See you, Billy. Bye. Bye, bye. Loads and loads of people texting in, by the way. A lot of people copped. In fairness, a lot of people did text in because I wanted to be careful and I obviously wanted to make sure that, you know, people knew it was an April Fool's joke, or those who were listening carefully made you sure it was an April. We, on numerous occasions, said it was an EU directive called the Climat Poisson d'Avril Bill 2019, which is actually French for the Climate April Fool's Bill. And if you look up your French, Climat Avril. Our Poisson d'Avril bill. And thank you very much indeed to John Drennan from The Sun and also to Brian Mohan, who doesn't really believe that you should be paying €250. And he's not really blaming the pensioners. The two of them, I have to say, I just sat back and listened to the two of them arguing about it. I thought they were absolutely excellent. The two of them should get a part in Fair City. If you ask me, they were brilliant. So listen, thank you to everybody who texted in to clarify. By the way, those people, somebody just called me names. To everybody listening today who suddenly thought you were going to have to pay €250 extra, you're not. There is no household charge. Thank you as well, by the way, to Tara Duggan, who read it out on the news, which made it all the more believable. And thanks to everybody who got involved in that. And look at all the texts coming in now. Please stop calling me names. I know yous were all upset about it.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.